natural expression.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
It's 90 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Topeka. It is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We will learn about the new Archbishop of Canterbury. Just named early our time this morning. Also coming up, museums usually keep art behind glass or tucked away in storage, but one Lawrence museum lets people get a little bit closer.
For somebody who's really, really interested in studying a work, being able to see it close up can really encourage a different kind of close looking.
We'll take a trip to Open Fridays at the Spencer Museum of Art coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, providing Kansas teachers and educators nationwide with retirement plans and investment options and funding the Kansas Teacher of the Year program. More information at securitybenefit.com.
KPR thanks Limestone Pizza for providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during our membership drive. Limestone serving Neapolitan-style pies at 814 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have film music Friday tonight, focusing on the work of a very prolific film composer, Hans Zimmer. 7 to 9 p.m. Daryl Brogdon is your host on KPR 1. If you're joining us on KPR 2 at 7 o'clock, we'll have Snap Judgment. It's 90 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Manhattan. It's 3:20.
Support for NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR station. 7 to 10 a.m. Weekend Edition Saturday, kicking off your weekend with great features and, of course, the latest news. Join us here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting singer-songwriter Noah Reed, best known for playing Patrick on Schitt's Creek, Saturday, October 4th at Liberty Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com.
News headlines are up next. The time is 3:30.
News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A second day of raids on Kansas stores allegedly selling illegal marijuana and THC products took place yesterday. The raids are being conducted by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. 10 stores were raided on Wednesday. Another 5 were targeted yesterday. KAKE reports the raids have left store owners and customers confused and frightened. The owners of stores that sell only legal products worry they'll be caught up in the sweep. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says he might go back to court to force Democratic Governor Laura Kelly to give the federal government the personal information of Kansans who receive food assistance. The USDA has demanded that information if Kansas wants federal money for funding the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Kelly has refused, saying the request is unconstitutional and illegal. A Kansas judge recently dismissed a lawsuit that Kobach filed against Kelly over her refusal to turn over the information. KSNT reports Kobach is considering another lawsuit, quote, at a future date. Kansas welfare advocates told Garden City residents facing food insecurity that it may become harder to buy groceries in the future because of the most recent federal budget. Kansas Appleseed is traveling to rural parts of the state to explain how the federal laws will affect local families. Along with tax cuts, the bill also cut funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Haley Koppler of Kansas Appleseed says lawmakers will need to increase state funding by $60 million a year to provide the same level of support. She says if that does not come, local welfare efforts like food banks may struggle to pick up the slack.
We know that our food banks, food pantries will be providing more service, but they are going to struggle too, because if they're putting out more food, they're going to need more money coming in too.
Food assistance deliveries in western Kansas were delayed this summer because of federal budget cuts. Clear skies in the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. Clear tomorrow night with a low in the lower 60s, back into the mid-80s for Sunday, cooling down once we get into the work week.
Support for NPR for the Church Times, an independent publication.
Unlike the Roman Catholic Church, the Anglican Church doesn't dictate what all the different Anglican churches around the world teach and practice, so it completely varies.
She says Mullally's gender and her advocacy for LGBTQ roles in the church do put her at odds with many conservatives in her flock, and could indeed divide them.
It starts and sparks a conversation in those dioceses that don't have women.
Vicentia Kagabe is the bishop of Lesotho in southern Africa. I reached her by phone there. She welcomes Mullally's leadership, but she thinks parts of her region in Africa may really challenge their new leader on LGBTQ issues.
That disagreement will be renewed, and those against will surely pressure her to renounce her support or change.
Davies, the Church Times writer, says the biggest challenge for Mullally may actually be declining attendance, especially here in England. The growth of the faith lies elsewhere, and that may make her open to compromise with members of her church in those regions. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Every Friday, visitors to the Spencer Museum of Art here in Lawrence can request to see tens of thousands of works of art that are not currently on view. KCUR's Julie Denishay took a trip there to see a few of the hidden treasures on offer.
On a recent Friday, for now, the prints will be tucked away until the next time a visitor requests a special viewing. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denishay.
As you just heard, that story came to us via the Kansas News Service, produced by KCUR. Friends with that station in Kansas City. You will find more stories like this one at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family, October 4th and 5th. Details at kawvalleyfarmtour.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Coming up in our next half hour, the government shutdown has entered its third day. Lots of finger pointing going on about who's to blame and what we think is going to happen. So we will talk about that some more. And also, it is New Music Friday. I wonder if any new albums have dropped, say, in the last few hours. Actually, they have. We'll talk about Taylor Swift coming right up.
It's All Things Considered.
So they can focus on more meaningful work. Workday, moving business forever forward. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
I'm Nagin Farsad in for Peter Sagal. The government shut down this week, but lucky for us, we're used to operating without federal funding. So join us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR1 stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR News Quiz. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are coming up in 60 seconds. The time is 4 o'clock.
First time ever, the spiritual leader of the Church of England will be a woman. Sarah Mullally, the Bishop of London, will shatter a stained glass ceiling as the next Archbishop of Canterbury. St. Augustine was the first Archbishop of Canterbury in the year 597. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, celebrating National Fossil Day, Wednesday, October 15th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Dyke Hall on the KU campus. Event details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
90 degrees in Lawrence, 88 in Topeka. It is 4:06.
Hear more of his thoughts on the new Taylor Swift album on the new Music Friday podcast from NPR Music.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, Hamas is reportedly agreeing to release the remaining hostages it is holding. We'll talk about AI and dangerous proteins. And an economist will explain the impact of the H-1B visa program on the U.S. economy. Also talking a bit about native-born workers, all coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, with over 70 small businesses and farmers bringing produce, meats, and more from vendors within 50 miles of Lawrence. Saturday mornings, 824 New Hampshire, rain or shine.
Following All Things Considered this evening, it's Film Music Friday on your KPR1 stations tonight, focusing on the career of Hans Zimmer, one of the most prolific film composers working today. We will dive into some Hans Zimmer soundtracks and scores, including Sherlock Holmes, the Batman films, and Pirates of the Caribbean. Film Music Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. with Daryl Brogdon on KPR1. If you're joining us on KPR2, Snap Judgment comes your way at 7 o'clock. Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Still warm tomorrow. Highs with a high in the mid-80s. It is 20 minutes past 4 o'clock. It's 90 degrees in Lawrence, and you're listening to KPR.
I did meet somebody that was in my life for a while here.
We hear from the Hopeful Hearts at Europe's largest matchmaking festival. I'm Andrew Limbong, and that's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, presenting the Pete Escovedo 90th Birthday Celebration, featuring Pete Escovedo and his orchestra, Saturday, October 4th, 7:30 p.m. Information at follytheater.org.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. It's 87 degrees in Emporia and 90 in Atchison. It's warm one for this time of year. It's 4:30.
Martin Costi, NPR News.
Well, stocks finished mixed on Wall Street to end the trading week. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Black Hills Energy and three of its subsidiaries have agreed to pay more than $300,000 to settle a complaint over alleged violations of the Kansas Consumer Protections Act. The Kansas Attorney General's office accused the energy company of sharing consumers' sensitive data with third parties without their knowledge or consent. Under the agreement, the company will pay the Attorney General's office $325,000 for consumer protection enforcement and reimbursement of expenses associated with the investigation. KSNT reports Black Hills Energy does not admit to the allegations put forward as part of the consent agreement. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is expecting corn production nationally to be about 13% higher than last year. But experts say strong yields across the country tend to drive crop prices down. A recent report from the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis found farm incomes decreased in the second quarter of the year. Joe Mann is the regional outreach director for the Minneapolis Fed.
Crop prices for what farmers are producing on an acre of land have been coming down, but those operating costs are still pretty high for most of them, or at least they haven't come down in tandem with crop prices, and that's compressing margins and leading to weaker incomes.
The Trump administration reportedly plans to release details about new support for farmers next week. While Kansas lawmakers struggle to come up with solutions to the state's shortage of nurses, hospital administrators are warning against moving patients from state hospitals to community hospitals. The shortage of nurses in the state psychiatric hospitals is so severe that the state is paying contractors $60 million a year just to keep them staffed. One solution would be to move some patients into community hospitals, but the Kansas Hospital Association says those hospitals are not equipped to receive those patients. WIBW-TV reports a recent survey found 80% of community hospitals lacked adequate facilities for treating patients with mental or behavioral health issues. Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-80s. You're listening to KPR, and it is 4:35.
Support for NPR,
The Story Is. Come along with us every weekday morning.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 3 p.m. till late. More at 715mass.com.
Stick around. Coming up, we will tell you about Sean Combs receiving his prison sentence today. That was a spoiler. He received a prison sentence today. And also, we'll get you an update of news headlines at 5:01. Then, the president is telling Democrats that the government shutdown is an unprecedented opportunity to do exactly what he wants to do anyway. But some federal workers have been pointing out he's already doing that. We will speak with one of those federal workers coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
It's 90 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 5.
Flash Careers.
Lawmakers, activists, professors, musicians, scientists, parents, friends, and neighbors hear from them all weekday mornings on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Hope you'll join us weekday mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 88 degrees in Topeka and 90 in Lawrence. News coming up in 1 minute. It's 5 o'clock.
Improve the lives of young people at WTGrantsFDN.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at One Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
It's 89 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Manhattan. It is 5:06.
Challenge to democracy, 22-year-old Morosi says, is really frightening for us young people. So seeing so many people together, exercising their freedom of speech to call for peace in Gaza in these dark times, he says, it brings comfort. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Rome.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News, at 91.5 FM in Lawrence and 89.9 FM in Atchison. We have many other frequencies as well, and we're always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater, presenting Lauren Gunderson's Silent Sky, inspired by the true story of astronomer Henrietta Leavitt. One weekend only, October 3rd through 5th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at KUTheater.com.
Hope you'll stay tuned. News headlines coming up in just about another 11 minutes. Then we'll find out how some of the residents of Memphis feel about the National Guard coming to their city. Then we will visit the Spencer Museum of Art here on the KU campus. Julie Deneche has a story for us about a special program called Open Fridays at the Spencer. Find out more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting the Rocky Horror Picture Show, showing October 23rd through October 25th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR1 stations, we have Film Music Friday, tonight focusing on the movie music of Hans Zimmer, one of the most prolific film composers working today, Driving Miss Daisy, Sherlock Holmes, Pirates of the Caribbean, and many others. Film Music Friday is hosted by Daryl Brogdon, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR1 stations. If you're joining us on KPR2, however, at 7 o'clock, we'll hear Snap Judgment. Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, still kind of overly warm for October. Highs in the mid-80s. We do expect this weather to break sometime in the next work week. It is 5:20.
Thank you.
And his son, the director Ronan Day-Lewis, speaking with us from our New York Bureau about their new movie, Anemone. It's out through Focus Features, which, we should note, is a financial sponsor of NPR.
This is NPR News.
A new novel is about a single day in a nail salon and makes the reader feel like they're one of the workers.
You care about the color a client picks. You care about what they tell you about their lives.
Suvankam Tomavongsa on her new book, Pick a Color, plus the latest news, Saturday and Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend Edition Saturday.
Support for KPR comes from the Willow Domestic Violence Center's Bijou, an evening of roaring 20s Ritz, jazz, and a live auction, all in support of the Willow. October 16, 6 p.m. at Maselli's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. It's 87 degrees in Manhattan, 89 in Atchison. It is 5:30.
In Atlanta.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Republican Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says he might go back to court to force Democratic Governor Laura Kelly to give the federal government the personal information of Kansans who receive food assistance. The USDA has demanded that information if Kansas wants federal money for funding the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Kelly has refused, saying the request is unconstitutional and illegal. A Kansas judge recently dismissed a lawsuit Kobach filed against Kelly over her refusal to turn over the information. KSNT reports Kobach is considering another lawsuit, quote, at a future date. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is expecting corn production nationally to be about 13% higher than last year. But experts say strong yields across the nation tend to drop crop prices down. A recent report from the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis found farm incomes decreased in the second quarter of the year. Joe Mann is the regional outreach director for the Minneapolis Fed.
Crop prices for what farmers are producing on an acre of land have been coming down, but those operating costs are still pretty high for most of them, or at least they haven't come down in tandem with crop prices, and that's compressing margins and leading to weaker incomes.
The Trump administration reportedly plans to release details about new support for farmers next week. A second day of raids on Kansas stores allegedly selling illegal marijuana and THC products took place yesterday. The raids are being conducted by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. 10 stores were raided on Wednesday, and another 5 were targeted yesterday. KAKE reports the raids have left store owners and customers confused and frightened. The owners of stores that sell only legal products worry that they will be caught up in the sweep. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night clear with a low in the lower 60s. Sunny again on Sunday, still quite warm, highs in the mid-80s. 40% chance of rain on Monday with a high in the lower 80s, much cooler on Tuesday. Another chance of rain, and we're expecting highs to top out in the lower 70s. It's 5:35.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Every Friday, visitors to the Spencer Museum of Art on the KU campus in Lawrence can request to see tens of thousands of works of art that are not currently on view. Julie Denichet took a trip there to see a few of the hidden treasures on offer.
On a recent Friday, about a dozen conversation that takes place between people and art. Because the art is speaking too, it's just in a different way.
For now, the prints will be tucked away until the next time a visitor requests a special viewing. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denichet.
As you just heard, that story comes to us from KCUR in Kansas City via the Kansas News Service. You will find more stories like this one at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also access our programming via app. We have a version for iOS and a version for Android, wherever you get apps.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle near Emporia. Richard Porter believes the financial commitment of listeners makes it possible for KPR to provide in-depth news and music daily, and is proud to support the goals and mission of Kansas Public Radio.
Coming up, news headlines, then the government shutdown has entered its third day. We will find out what exactly is going on at this hour, coming right up on KPR. It's 89 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Emporia, 88 in Abilene, and the time is 10 minutes before 6.
Government shut down this week, but lucky for us, we're used to operating without federal funding. So join us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
You can hear Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the weekly NPR news quiz, tomorrow, 10 a.m. on your KPR One stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines in 1 minute. It's 6 o'clock.